welcome to an edition of the show. We're watching you live through iRadio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host. My name is Lee Rogers, and you can check out my website at roguegovernment.com. Also, check out other sites I'm associated with. Check out blacklistednews.com, intelstrike.com, and thought-criminal.org. Lots of news and information up on all those sites pertaining to our fight against the New World Order. And we have a number of news items that we're going to cover today. I have this clip from CNN that I'm going to play later in the show. Actually, I got a couple clips. Got one of Ron Paul being interviewed on CNN, and we'll play that. It's about a five-minute clip. Some very interesting stuff there. They get into the Castro news, the trade embargo on Cuba, along with some other subjects. So we will play that in its entirety. We also have this clip of Lou Dobbs talking about the NAFTA superhighway. Very interesting clip there. Ron Paul also makes a cameo appearance in that clip. So we'll probably be playing those in the second half hour of the show. Some more news. Weather may delay satellite shootdown. We'll talk about the satellite that the U.S. government is planning on shooting down. And obviously, as I've mentioned on this show the past couple of days, it seems pretty clear that this satellite shootdown is just a way for the U.S. government to show that they have the same capabilities of the Chinese. Because the Chinese, if you recall, several months ago, they actually shot down a satellite out of space. And this looks like it's going to be an escalation in the space warfare race that is looks like it's just beginning. So very interesting news there. We'll get into that. Got some taser news. Some police officer actually tasered a cow. I'm not even kidding. I mean, it's just getting incredibly bizarre what they're doing with these tasers. So we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about this deputy that tasered a student against orders. So we'll get into the taser news. Very interesting stuff there. We have an article here on New York Fire Department. Let me see here. Yeah, the New York City Fire Department. Apparently, they're getting involved with the Homeland Security Department, Department of Homeland Security, and they're testing a program called the Fire Service Intelligence Enterprise. So you basically have firefighters serving as spooks, as spies. And this came out several months ago, but this is just in our article. And they actually have a name for this program. It's called the Fire Service Intelligence Enterprise. So we'll get into that. Obviously, some very disturbing news there. There's no reason for firefighters to be spying on people and acting in a manner in which they're looking for information. It's crazy. It's like something out of Fahrenheit 451, the Ray Bradbury novel. So we'll cover that. We'll also get into some other news. Some economic news. Gold really went through the roof today. Wow. I mean, here's what happened here. It went up around $20 an ounce. So we'll cover that. Very interesting news there. Oil is well over $100 a barrel. It's totally crazy. And we just got so much news to get into. Bush has a 19% approval rating in a poll. That's another story that's out. I mean, it's just off the charts and it's craziness. So we're going to try to get to all these news stories. We're up against a break. But, yeah, the madness just continues. Every day there's something new. There's all sorts of ridiculous news that comes out, and we're going to try to analyze all of it for you. So we're at a break. We'll be back on the other side. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Welcome back to the show. And let's get right into some of this news. Weather may delay satellite shootdown. And this one's from the BBC. The U.S. might have to delay shooting down a defunct spy satellite on Thursday due to bad weather. Waves in the Pacific are too big for U.S. warships to get into a correct position to fire a missile at the spacecraft. The U.S. Navy has been on standby to destroy the spy satellite before it enters Earth's atmosphere. Now, I've covered this news article the past couple of shows. And I think this is very important because this article right here, this story of the U.S. government shooting down this spy satellite, is very significant because it shows that there is an escalation in this race towards space-based weaponry. We saw the Chinese shoot down a satellite several months ago, and now we're seeing the United States and our military apparatus saying, oh, we have to shoot down this spy satellite. When there's really no evidence that indicates that this satellite really needs to be blown out of the sky. So basically what they're doing here is they're showing the Chinese, look, we have the same capabilities, and we're going to show you proof that we have these capabilities, and that's pretty much what's happening here. So according to this article, and there's been numerous reports on this, it looks as if weather is going to delay the coming shoot down of this spy satellite. So I think this is clearly just a case of the military-industrial complex showing their capabilities to the Chinese because, you know, you have the Chinese shoot something down out of space, we have to do the same to show that we are on equal footing. And that's pretty much what's going on here. But really, the bigger issue here is the militarization of space. I think that's a very key issue that we face in the 21st century. A lot of this weaponry, this stuff is going to go out into space, and it could get very, very bizarre as this whole thing unfolds, and very, very dangerous. So we'll have to keep an eye on all this technology and all of this military equipment that's actually being deployed out into space and all these different things that we're trying to do. I mean, DARPA and the military-industrial complex, these institutions, they're coming out with all sorts of crazy stuff. A lot of this, We really have no idea that they even have some of these capabilities behind closed doors. But I mean, I can only imagine what these people are capable of doing out there. And while this isn't public, but at least we see here with this satellite shootdown, at least we know that they have some of these weaponized capabilities that can go into space and destroy these satellites. So this thing is probably going to continue, especially if we see the Chinese deploy some more of their weaponry into space and show more capabilities. So it's a very serious issue here, the militarization of space, and one we're probably going to be faced with throughout the 21st century. So a very serious situation here, and we'll see what happens with this satellite shootdown. And I'm sure they're going to ensure that this takes place very soon. Some other news on the technology front. Brain reading headset to sell for $299. Not kidding. This one's from the Associated Press. And basically, you have this company, Emotive Systems Incorporated. They are planning to start selling this $299 neural headset that will actually let you read thoughts and expressions. And let me just read from this. The headset sensors are designed to detect conscious thoughts and expressions as well as non-conscious emotions by reading electrical signals around the brain, says the company, which demonstrated the wireless gadget at the Game Developers Conference in San Francisco. The company, which unveiled a prototype last year, says the headset can detect emotions such as anger, excitement, and tension, as well as facial expressions and cognitive actions like pushing and pulling objects. The headset will be sold with a game developed by Emotive, but it can also be made to work with existing PC games, the company said. Users will also be able to access an online portal to play more games, chat, or upload their own content, such as music or photos. And this is very disturbing because, you know, on the surface, it sounds like, oh, this is relatively benign. Well, you know, it's just getting us closer to the situation where they're actually able to implement this hive mind system. When you are actually able to have this headset that allows you to read minds and allows you to play a game using this interface that connects to your brain, and this is really the direction that something like this is going in, then you open up the door for a system kind of like what you saw in the movie The Matrix, where everybody is hooked into this computer network, and pretty much everybody thinks they're in this world that isn't even real. It's a virtual world. And this is really the direction that all this is going in, all this technology. There was an article that came out, geez, I'd say it's like almost a year ago, in the British press, and there were predictions from very credible scientists and experts stating that within 15 years, we'd actually be able to hook our brains into the internet. And this is the direction that's going in with these brain-computer interfaces and things along these lines. So this brain-reading headset to sell for $299, obviously a very rudimentary instrument here. But considering that this stuff is public, I can only imagine what they have behind closed doors. I'm sure it's quite frightening. So I just thought that was an interesting story. Let me see what else we have here. Let me get into some economic news, because this is very important. And I spent 10 minutes yesterday covering the economy, and I firmly believe that the economy is one of the main issues that we're faced with. That is, it's so incredibly important to understand what's happening with the economy, because these people that control our society, that control the planet, they get their power out of the ability to literally create credit out of thin air. They're very diabolical individuals, and they manipulate the economy for their own gains, for their own means, and it's incredibly disturbing what they're able to do through the ability to create money out of thin air. And at this point, they have all the money that they could possibly want, but they're after power now. And so they use the power they have to create money out of thin air in order to control society and to gain as much power as humanly possible. That's why you see this rush towards a global government, because they don't just want to control their little section of the planet. They want to control the whole thing. There's different factions fighting over this control. And it all goes back to the economy and the issuance of credit. That's where they get their power. So today what you had happen is you had gold. Gold went up around $20 an ounce today. And it was floating around $940 an ounce. And you have silver approaching around $18 an ounce. Looks like trading internationally, it's, what's it at? $17.81 an ounce. And we're seeing an increase in the precious metals across the board. We're talking gold, we're talking silver, we're talking platinum. Platinum has skyrocketed. That's over $2,000 an ounce now. So we're seeing an explosion in precious metals, and it looks like this is going to continue, primarily because the Federal Reserve has absolutely no intention of actually defending the value of the dollar, nor does the government. Bush's economic stimulus package is a joke. All right, they are ignoring the fundamental problem with the economy, which it's all being done by design anyway. But you look at what these people are saying. They just get out there and they just flat out lie. They say, oh no, these interest rate cuts will help the economy. Yeah, maybe for a few months in the short term, but in the long term, it's destroying the value of the dollar because these interest rate cuts create more and more credit that is put out into the open markets. And as a result, there are more dollars chasing the same goods and services. And as a result of all this inflation that's being put out there into the market, this causes the price of gold and the price of silver to go through the roof. And that's what is happening. You're seeing the unraveling of the economy. And besides precious metals, which is really, it's not really gold or silver going up. Platinum is a little bit different because there is an issue with the supply side of platinum because of what's happening in South Africa. They had some electrical problems and a lot of the mines weren't able to operate. So that's created a supply crunch on the platinum side, which has boosted the gains even more. But primarily, this is a function of monetary policy. So you're seeing gold and silver go up, not because gold and silver has a supply or a problem with the stuff that's coming onto the market. It's more of the fact that the Federal Reserve is encouraging the creation of more and more credit. So you have more dollars chasing the same amount of gold and silver that's out there. And yeah, there might be slight changes in the supply and demand for the metals, but largely it's a monetary phenomenon. The same goes with platinum, but considering the supply fundamentals that are involved there with what's going on in South Africa, that has amplified the effect and has amplified the gains in platinum. And that's why you see platinum up above $2,000 an ounce. And just recently, I mean, it was around $1,500. And I think even a little lower than that. There's been an enormous surge in the price of platinum. So you look what's happening with the precious metals, and then you look what's happening with oil. And we have the story here. Oil pushes past $101 on FedView. And let me read this. This is from the Associated Press. Oil futures rallied again Wednesday, pushing briefly past $101 a barrel after the Federal Reserve lowered its forecast for economic growth this year, convincing energy investors that the central bank will slash interest rates further. At the pump, meanwhile, gas prices rose another 2 cents overnight. The Federal Reserve seems content just to continue to print more and more money out of thin air to create more and more credit because they want to maintain the illusion that the stock market is hovering around 12,000 to 13,000. And I'm talking about the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Even though with all the inflation that's built into the market, the Dow should actually be around 5,000 or 6,000. But this is just them manipulating the dollar to fool everybody that the economy is doing a lot better than it actually is. And I tell you what, it's not doing good at all. So we're going to see more of a rise in the price of gold, more of a rise in the price of silver and commodities. Oil is going to continue to go up unless we see a dramatic change in the foreign policy of the United States. But I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. So the economy does not look good. And we'll elaborate a little bit more on this on the other side. We have to break. Stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. And on the other side, before the break, we're talking about the economy. And clearly, the economy is unraveling. I pretty much broke down what's happening with precious metals, what's happening with oil. And historically, there's been a ratio between the price of oil and the price of gold. And right now, if you analyze the ratio between the price of oil and the price of gold, gold is relatively undervalued compared to the price of oil. And traditionally, and from a historical basis, oil has been, and I'm trying to make sure I get the ratio right here. I don't want to give bad information. It has taken 15 barrels of oil to buy 1 ounce of gold. Now, if you look at the present day ratio, with oil around roughly $100 a barrel and gold around $940 an ounce, essentially what you see here is you see a ratio of 9.4 barrels of oil will pay for 1 ounce of gold. So gold is historically undervalued. And I think that has a lot to do with the fact that the gold market is manipulated. You, of course, have these central banks that actually sell gold into the market. And they've been doing this for quite some time now in order to maintain the illusion that their paper currencies are actually as good as gold. And that's why they manipulate the price of gold. Because if they have a tremendous jump in the price of gold, let's say tomorrow you have a jump in the gold price of $100 an ounce or $150 an ounce, that could create a lot of panic. People might see, well, geez, this isn't good. This is bad. I mean, what's going on here with the currency? Maybe there's some problems here. And really, it's all about confidence. And that's really what the different fiat currencies of the world are based off of. They're based off of confidence. Because if people lose confidence in the value of the money, then the whole system collapses. And that's really what's going on here. People are starting to lose confidence in the dollar. They're losing confidence in the economic system. And that's why, or at least one of the reasons why, the price of gold is going up. And all this is being done by design. the Federal Reserve, the international bankers, all of these people, they are intentionally establishing policies to ensure there is more and more inflation built into the market because it serves two purposes. One, it devalues everybody's bank accounts. It puts more of a squeeze on the middle class because it takes more dollars for you to buy the same goods and services and maintain the same lifestyle. And in addition to that, they create all this inflation by just throwing money into the market, but they also knew this would have the added effect of creating a bubble in the housing market. And so what's happened here is that, these are smart people. They know that the housing market and people's homes, the middle class uses their homes as a piggy bank because it's an asset, it has value, it's never going to go to zero. So people use their home for loans, home equity loans, in order to get money out of them. Well, what happens in such a situation that they've engineered here is that the value of homes have gone down, creating a deflation in the housing market because they threw all this money out there in the early part of the decade. Everybody got these loans. They encouraged all these creative financing packages to be created by the different banks and the mortgage industry. So you had these ninja loans, all these ARMs and jumbo loans, all this crazy stuff. And this resulted in all these people becoming homeowners. And you saw an immediate spike in the housing market. And you have people buying condos, trying to flip condos and all this other stuff. I mean, it was crazy. But then around 2005, it peaked around that point in time. And then people, all of a sudden, they couldn't make the payments anymore. There was a group of people who couldn't make the payments anymore, and this is the subprime mortgage market. And that's what they've been talking about for the past couple of years now, subprime mortgage market. So that has completely unraveled, and now we're seeing a deflation in the housing market because there are more homes out there than there are people looking to buy homes. So the supply on the market, it's just been flooded with all of these foreclosures and everything else that's been going on. And this is all created and done by the Federal Reserve and central bankers. It's all done by design in order to squeeze the middle class. So as a result, you can expect more inflation. You expect the price of gold to continue to rise. You can expect silver to rise. And, I mean, if you want to protect yourself, buy gold, buy silver. It's going to continue to go up. I see no signs of the Federal Reserve reversing their policies of inflation. I don't think there's any question about that. I mean, they actually stopped publishing statistics on this government website. They shut down this government website. I wish I had the URL offhand, but they're actually going to start to close the website down coming this March. And they claim that it's because they didn't receive enough funding. Now, despite the fact that Bush proposed a $3.1 trillion budget, nope, we can't fund this website that provides statistics on the economy. You know, pretty interesting, isn't it? Of course, they stopped publishing the M3 money supply report several years ago. The largest aggregate money supply figure, the M3, and they stopped publishing it. So the economy is completely unraveling. Buy gold, buy silver, and position yourself because it could get really, really bad. All right, let's go on and cover this taser news. This is literally insane. I mean, I don't understand what is going on here. We obviously have some very sick people out there. Okay, and, you know, I mentioned this in the first segment, but I have this news article where this police officer, according to this report, according to these allegations, he actually used his taser on a cow. Now, what sort of depraved, sick individual would use their taser on a cow, on a defenseless animal, torturing this poor animal? And apparently he videotaped it. He thought it was really funny. So, anyway, we're at the break. We'll cover this cow tasering incident on the other side. It's completely sick. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible.
Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back to the show. And before the break, we're discussing the story that came out from the Associated Press of this police officer that used his taser on a cow, allegedly. Now, let me read from this article. This is just, it's nuts. Police are conducting an internal investigation into an allegation that a lieutenant used his stun gun to shock a cow and shared a videotape of the incident with other department employees. Police Chief Steve Helms said Tuesday the inquiry began after he received a complaint from the group People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. A letter dated February 11th from PETA Representative Stephanie Bell complained that Lieutenant David Mitchell filmed himself using the electronic stun device on the cow. Electronic stun guns are used as less lethal weapons to subdue people who pose a threat to officers. I guess he felt the cow posed a threat to him for some reason. I mean, I just don't understand why he would do this, other than for his own personal amusement. And, I mean, just unbelievable. Let me continue. Bell said in the letter that Mitchell distributed the video as a joke among friends and coworkers, and she notes that animal cruelty is a misdemeanor crime in Arkansas. Now, I mean, I'm sorry. I just don't understand the amusement of tasering a defenseless animal. Okay, I'm not some sort of animal rights crazy person here, but, I mean, you just see what these people are doing here. You know, there's no reason to taser a cow just for their own amusement. And of course, you have officers that are doing this to people for literally no reason. You're seeing time and time again, you're seeing these police officers. You can just do a Google search for a taser. You can do a Google search for taser, and you'll come up with this huge list of all these incidents where these police officers are just tasering people for no reason. So the fact that you have a police officer who thinks it's funny to taser a cow, I just think shows the mentality of some of these police officers. and that they don't have the maturity to be armed with a taser or any of these other devices. You know, they shouldn't even be on the police force if they think it's funny to taser a defenseless animal and then distribute a video to everybody. I just think this is disgusting. And this is a police officer using his taser on a cow. There's no purpose to any of this. Okay, yeah, it's funny. All right, yeah, maybe it's funny. I'll give him that. Maybe it was funny. Maybe the video was hilarious. But I just don't see why a police officer would be doing something like this. I think we should expect more from our public servants. So you have that bizarre incident, and then you have this other article also dealing with the taser. Deputy taser student against orders. This one's an article from rawstory.com. I don't have time to play the clip, but it's up on my website if you want to check it out. It says here, outside a Maryland high school gym last Wednesday, sophomore Brandon Bennett got into a small altercation with a fellow student. It was after a basketball game and tempers were high, but the two were separated by officials and students without much problem. Only then did things get really violent. According to Julius Bennett, the student's father, Deputy Anthony Lindsay fired a taser at his son after being told twice by a senior officer it was not necessary. He left two puncture wounds just above his heart in the chest, says Bennett. And Brandon said to me that he was in quite a bit of pain because he could feel electric shocks going throughout his whole body. The father says he has written proof Sergeant Matthew Kemple twice ordered Lindsay to holster the weapon, but Lindsay fired anyway, hitting the teen in the chest. Now here's the problem. See, you have these officers tasering cows, you have officers tasering high school students, even though the officer was ordered not to, and it's just getting out of control. It's completely out of control, and these tasers are pretty much torture devices. They're like cattle prods for humans, okay? Cattle prods for humans. And I see absolutely no reason why these taser devices should be deployed in the fashion that they're being deployed with, because originally the taser was created and given to police departments to be used in place of deadly force. Only in place of deadly force. Not to be used on a cow because it's funny. Not to be used on high school students. I mean, what did cops do before they had tasers? All right? They dealt with the situation accordingly. But no, now we have to taser people, even though there are numerous examples of how tasers have actually killed people. And even the United Nations considers these tasers to be a huge problem. So there needs to be a real hard look at the use of tasers by police officers and any sort of law enforcement official that has these different devices. I think there really needs to be a hard look at this, because clearly, you know, they're not using these things properly, and they're using them inappropriately. There's no reason to taser a cow because it's funny. There's no reason to be tasering people all over the place for all sorts of reasons, and that's really what they're doing. It's sick. It's just sick. Let's go over some other news stories, and we'll get into the clips, the NAFTA Superhighway clip and the Ron Paul clip. All right. London mayor launches war on bottled water. Just real quick from the American Free Press. London mayor Ken Livingstone on Tuesday launched a blitz against bottled mineral water, urging restaurant customers in the British capital to ask for tap water to help the environment. And, of course, they have this huge program over in the United Kingdom to fluoridate the entire water supply. So I think that's why they really want to ensure that everybody drinks the tap water, because it's got fluoride in it. Plus, they can make the excuse that this is all for the better good. It's all to fight climate change. And it's a complete and total joke. It's just another method of control that they're trying to put into place. And hey, it's like they killed two birds with one stone. We can get everybody to drink the fluoridated tap water, and we can convince them that we need to save the environment by cutting down on bottled water. It's a joke. It's just another method of control. It has nothing to do with saving the environment. It has everything to do with controlling people, and in this case, it looks like they want to get everybody drinking the fluoridated water. What else do we have here? Let's see here. FAA approves Miami police unmanned aerial vehicle, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. But basically, the Miami-Dade Police Department is planning a 4 to 6 month evaluation of this Honeywell product, which is this micro air vehicle. It's this gasoline-powered unmanned aerial vehicle, and you know, you can check out video of it on my website. Just check it out. It's it's getting to the point where these types of unmanned aerial vehicles, these things that are going to be flying around and spying on people, it's getting out of control. I think this is part of a larger nationwide program, because I've seen literally like every 1 or 2 months, I've seen our story of these unmanned aerial vehicles being deployed and tested in different parts of the country. And I have to look them up, but I know there are 3 or 4 I can remember in the past several months. And they are on my website somewhere. If you dig deep enough, you can find them. So these unmanned aerial vehicles are being deployed nationwide. It looks to be part of a nationwide program, so we can get used to all these flying contraption all over the place with these cameras spying on us. It's completely ridiculous. What else do we have here? Let's see. I got to cover this one. This one is an article on the New York City Fire Department, and let me read from it. And it says here, in New York City, the Department of Homeland Security is training New York City firefighters to assist in gathering intelligence information during routine inspections and emergencies. In November, the AP reported that in New York, Homeland Security was testing a program called the Fire Service Intelligence Enterprise to help identify material or behavior that may indicate terrorist activities. Now, why is the fire department being involved in all of this? And they've had conferences on this new intelligence program, you know, but there's no reason for fire departments to be involved with spying on people, to be analyzing people's behavior that may indicate different terrorist activities. It's a complete joke. They're trying to turn our fire departments into something that you'd see in Fahrenheit 451, where you have these firefighters that go around not to actually fight fires, but to burn books and to spy on people. That's really what they're setting up. They want the firefighters to be intelligence officers for the motherland. I mean, this is crazy. And we had, I posted another story on this a few months back, and this is just another one confirming what we already know, that the fire departments are going to be trained to be spies. Totally out of control. There's absolutely no reason for this. Let's see what else we have here. Michael Bloomberg claims vote fraud. This is from the New York Post. Mayor Bloomberg charged yesterday that fraud was behind the unofficial results in the New York Democratic presidential primary that produced 0 votes for Barack Obama in some districts. Well, yeah, I'd say that would constitute fraud. No question about it. And, of course, what you have here is you have the establishment desperately trying to rig this whole election for Hillary Clinton, and there's a tremendous amount of support for Barack Obama. Even though I am no fan of Barack Obama, people have been brainwashed and they believe this phony message of change that he's proposing. That's really, I mean, there's no substance behind the change that he's proposing. But you have the establishment, they desperately want Hillary Clinton to be the next president. I think you'll see her win Texas and Ohio. You have all this business with the superdelegates. I think it's pretty clear that Hillary Clinton, she is the anointed one, but you have a rebellion in the Democratic establishment against Hillary Clinton. They're trying to get Obama to be the nominee, and you kind of see a fight going back and forth. But I would be absolutely shocked if we see Obama become the Democrat nominee. Okay, one last news story, then we'll get to the clips. Roger, excuse me, 2 more news stories. Both of these are very important. Bush has 19% approval rating in poll. This is one from the American Research Group. George W. Bush's overall job approval rating has dropped to a new low in American Research Group polling, as 78% of Americans say that the national economy is getting worse, according to the latest survey from the American Research Group. Among all Americans, 90% approve of the way Bush is handling his job as president and 77% disapprove. 19% approval rating. That's the lowest approval rating I've seen on George W. Bush. And I think this is more accurate of where the country is really at. He's got an extremely low approval rating, and rightfully so. I mean, he's sending this country into oblivion. We got secret deals with the Canadian Mexican governments for this North American Union. We have this perpetual war that is taking place in the Middle East. There seems to be no end to it. And people are fed up. They're fed up with with the illegal immigration. They're fed up with what's going on in the economy. And Bush has essentially done everything he can to destroy the United States and to further the aims of the New World Order. So 90% approval rating for George W. Bush. And last article, and I promise we'll play the clip, or clips, excuse me. And let me see here. Where was it? This is an important news story, too. And I can't find it. Oh, where is it? Well, let's just go over this one. Oh, here it is. Okay. BC budget hikes fuel costs with carbon tax. And this is an article from MSN. And let me just read from it. The balanced budget introduced by Finance Minister Carol Taylor in the legislature of Victoria forecasts a total revenue of $38.5 billion and total government expense of $37.7 billion in 2008 through 2009. And let me see here. The surplus for this budget year is projected to be $50 million, while last year's figure was $2 billion. And it goes on to say, I'm looking for the carbon tax. Where is it? Okay, here it is. As part of the new tax plan, carbon-based fuels, including gasoline, diesel, natural gas, propane, coal, and home heat fuel, will be taxed at $10 per ton of greenhouse gases generated starting July 1st, 2008. So what they're doing here, as part of this whole proposal, is they're introducing this carbon tax. Okay, and we're going to see more and more of this as we go forward. There's a global push to get this carbon tax initiative implemented on a global level. It's not just here in the United States or in Europe. It's a global push for a carbon tax. It's an enslavement tax. But anyway, without further ado, let me play this clip. This is a Lou Dobbs segment that ran, I believe, yesterday on the NAFTA Superhighway. So let me play as much of this as I can before the break, and then we'll comment on it after it's done. Here is the clip.
And Senator Obama will square off Thursday in a CNN Univision-sponsored debate in advance of the Texas and Ohio primaries March 4th. The debate will be at the University of Texas. Many Texans, however, are simply furious about an issue that the presidential candidates are just trying their darndest to ignore. It's the plan to build a massive superhighway, the Trans-Texas Corridor, the NAFTA Superhighway, which will run from our border with Mexico across Texas, and that superhighway intended to go all the way up to Canada. Bill Tucker has the report.
It's known as the TTC, the Trans-Texas Corridor, I-69, or just the NAFTA Superhighway.
1, 2, 3, 4!
It's highly controversial. The proposed route from Laredo, Texas to Texarkana, Texas would be a 4,000-mile network of new toll roads with truck and car lanes, rail lines, pipeline, and utility zones. Its projected cost, $183 billion over 50 years. The purpose of the Trans-Texas Corridor would be to speed up the movement of goods from Mexico to proposed inland ports in America.
This is about international global companies that are coming in and having their way with our politicians and making sure that this kind of an international corridor happens. Doesn't matter what it does to the people in the path. It doesn't matter what it does to our way of life.
And that's not going over well with thousands of people in the way of the massive project who've shown up at town hall meetings held by the state.
Citizens here are not going to bear the burden so Walmart can get their cargo into the U.S. cheaper and faster.
So far, none of the companies interested in financing the corridor are American. And among its opponents, presidential candidate and Texas Congressman Ron Paul.
We don't know exactly what the long-term plan on and what the motivation is. Is this part of the North American Union, or is this just to enhance travel in Texas? And I suspect it's a lot more, and it's very costly. It involves millions of acres that may be taken under eminent domain. And besides that, everybody I've run into in the Texas, the people here don't want it.
The Texas Department of Transportation notes that three-quarters of the traffic coming out of Mexico to the U.S. comes through Texas. It argues that Texas has to find a way to accommodate the traffic and fund the corridor's construction.
Frankly, we're in a different day and age right now, and the way we built our roadways 50 years ago simply isn't keeping up with the congestion that we're seeing here in Texas now.
There is no voter approval needed for the project.
So, like it or not, Texans could just have to live with the corridor, and the state is vowing to use eminent domain to lay claim to any landowners who oppose the project. And those opposed say they are not against new and better roads. They just would prefer to see the expansion improvement of existing roadways rather than something on the size and scale of I-69 or TTC.
All right. Now, we have to get to a break in a little bit, but I just want to stop the clip there. Yeah, I'm just tired of everybody saying that the NAFTA superhighway is some sort of conspiracy theory. It's not. What they're going to do, as they mentioned in this clip, and this is very accurate, that they're going to take existing infrastructure and they're going to expand it. And that's what's going to be the NAFTA superhighway. And you can check out Alberta's transportation website, and it says right there, it says I-35 is the NAFTA superhighway. But we have to break. We'll cover a little bit more of this on the other side. So stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take Discardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Die Wunder dieser Welt werden dir geschenkt. Glück ist nicht käuflich.
Last segment here on the show. And before we get more into this NAFTA superhighway stuff, just a quick word from one of RBN's sponsors, hempusa.org. And I'll be honest with you, I just got a bunch of these hemp seeds, and these things are fantastic. You know, they gave me all sorts of energy. I felt so much better after I ate these things. And I highly recommend their products, their hemp seeds, all of their fine hemp products. And again, the website is hempusa.org. Fine hemp products, and I highly recommend them. You know, I got this big bag of hemp seeds actually sitting beside my computer here, and after the show, I'm probably going to have some more. Right? They're fantastic. But again, the website's hempusa.org, or you can call them to get your hemp seeds or our assorted hemp products at 908 691 2608. That's 908-691-2608. That's hempusa.org. Very good stuff there. Now, regarding this NAFTA superhighway stuff, unfortunately, I just ran out of time. I couldn't play the entire clip of the Lou Dobbs segment. I'm not a huge fan of Lou Dobbs, primarily because this is a guy who says that he's this independent populist. He says that, oh, I'm for independent populism, I'm for the people. Yet he continually says that all the presidential candidates are all the same and that none of them provide a solution to the problems that we face. And he completely ignores Ron Paul. I think he said once, he said, well, Ron Paul, he's the only candidate that's actually inspiring people. That's all I've heard from Lou Dobbs. Lou Dobbs should be openly endorsing Ron Paul. Okay, but he falls right in line with the establishment, and he pretty much pretends that Ron Paul is not a viable presidential candidate, when he could sway millions of people just by his endorsement of Ron Paul. So I think it's clear that he's playing ball with the powers that be behind the scenes. Plus, he's also floated the idea that he's going to run for president independently. You know, there's been talk about that. But either way, despite what I think of Lou Dobbs, he does occasionally produce some very good reports on subjects like the North American Union, the NAFTA superhighway, and different topics that don't get talked about by the rest of the establishment media. So I think that's good to a certain extent that he does cover these topics. You see him and Jack Cafferty, both of them kind of mention these different topics and kind of get into the fact that they don't buy the whole two-party system. I think a lot of it is being done by design on their part, but it's good that they're at least talking about it. And what's happening with the NAFTA superhighway, the Trans-Texas Corridor, I mean, it's very accurate. All right. As I was saying before the break and in the previous segment, Alberta's transportation website, this is the province of Alberta in Canada, they label I-35 as the NAFTA superhighway. You have NASCO, the North American Super Corridor Coalition. These people talk about how the NAFTA superhighway already exists as existing infrastructure. So the NAFTA superhighway is very real. What they're going to do is they're going to use this NAFTA superhighway to transport all sorts of slave goods into the United States and to further undermine the U.S. worker and the U.S. economy. That's exactly what is going on, and it's all part of the plan. They're going to bring in all these slave goods, and these slave goods are being produced by slave labor over in China. U.S. companies are not going to be able to compete with all these goods that are going to come flooding in via this NAFTA superhighway system that's being set up. And they have four trade corridors to facilitate this. It's very, very evil, very, very diabolical, and these people are in control because they're very smart and they know what they're doing. Now, unfortunately, I apologize. I did not get a chance to play the Ron Paul clip. It's up on my website, roguemmer.com, and you can see that clip and the Lou Dobbs NAFTA North American Union clip up there as well. But I am just flat out of time. Thanks again for listening to the show. I appreciate everybody out there who is listening, and we'll be back tomorrow, and we'll do this again. Take it easy.